I work at CLTV. I was doing the news there last night and talking to Tom Skilling. He says it's so cold down here in the lower 48 because it is so uncommonly warm up there in the Arctic right now. They actually have a very large bubble of warm air that's pushing the cold down. He says this is a very rare setup for weather, but it's simply because all the cold has been pushed out of the Arctic and down over us. I was kind of shocked to see how that all worked. So we have two more gifts to give away in the next hour, and we'll be talking right now about something that's very important. It's critically important, and this is the whole idea of investing. I interviewed a fellow yesterday for television on the show First Business. He said that he wrote a book about why more young people need to get into investing. He says they've been burned by the recession, a couple of recessions in the last 10 years or so. So all they know is the pain. But the idea is they're the ones who can take most advantage of compound interest because they're younger. They can have their investment dollars working for them for a longer period of time. He said if you invest $1 when you're in your 20s, by the time you retire, it'll be, say, $17. But if you wait until your 40s, it'll only be $5. And that's the point that Joe Lopresti, I'm sure, will agree with. He is the guy who runs Arlington Capital Management. He's the senior portfolio manager there as well. They have offices all around Chicagoland and around the country. And if you've got a question about investing, our text system isn't working, but you can call with it. So the number is 312-981-7200. Joe, you're where? In Florida, is that right?
Hi, Bill. Yes, I am. I'm in Tampa.
And the Florida temperature at this time is?
It is 86 degrees.
Did you see what it is back home here? Yeah. We may have to, when we take a break, have you transfer to a landline because you're breaking up a little bit there. But let me ask you about the week that was. Well, you could talk about the month that was, the month of September. It was pretty rough. It was a down period for the markets. Here we are, though, in the fourth quarter. That, in many a year, is a very good time to be owning stocks. I had read that there has been a better than 2.5% average return rate going all the way back to the year before the great crash of 1929. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, seasonality does get back favorably for investors once we come out of the third quarter, that's for sure. However, October could still be a little dicey historically. We tend to put important bottoms in the market in October. So we still have another, I would say, 30 days before we get into the real strong seasonal period. The strongest 6 months of the year begin November 1st and ends April 30th. And I think we talked a little bit about the weak six-month period of the year in earlier shows, Bill, and that begins May 1st and ends October 31st. So we're getting to the end of it, and, you know, the market has corrected. So I do think that we're setting up for a good, strong fourth quarter into the early part of 2015.
Well, what was the correction? Was it a single event that we've had in the last few weeks? I know the Russell 2000 has had effectively two or three corrections in the last year or so.
Correct. Yeah, and everybody looks at the Dow and the S&P, and really there hasn't been much of a correction there. I think the Dow hit its high and the S&P just 3 weeks ago, and it pulled back. Each of the last 3 weeks, it's been down. But if you look at other indices, the small cap stocks have been extremely weak, and they peaked in March of this year. So we've been through, you know, a 6-7 month correction in small caps. So not only the 10% drop, but the amount of time that's gone by has served the purpose of correcting the market, refreshing it. And the global stock index, which is something we really track closely, it peaked in early July. And so it's been going through a 3 month correction. So again, that's a good amount of time. And that coupled with the amount of decline that we've seen has refreshed the market a bit and could set the stage for the next leg up of this bull cycle, you know, as we go into November and December of this year.
When you make a kind of a prediction like that, do you always have to have the caveat, though, and have to say something like, provided there's no unexpected international geopolitical cataclysm or something like that? Because, you know, there's so many wrenches that could be thrown into the works that affect things since mood and emotion drive these markets. Is that sort of always the unspoken caveat?
there's always a small possibility that, you know, things don't go this way. But you never want to invest based on the small probability outcomes. You want to invest based on the higher probability outcomes. And, you know, geopolitical events historically don't change market direction. They could have very short-lived effects on the market, terrorist attacks, wars, you know, natural disasters. You could go through, you know, all history, and you will not see major long-term effects on the market due to geopolitical events. But what we want to focus on is that we're in a bull market. We know the long-term trend is moving higher. We know we've had a correction. In fact, we talked in previous shows, Bill, about how tactically it would have made sense to sell when the markets were at highs during the summer. And now, tactically, our proactive model is suggesting that it makes sense to put some of that cash back to work because a lot of stocks have dropped in the last few months.
I think the overall impression from a lot of people, though, is that still there's an overvalued market out there. Do you hear people saying that when your clients call in? Do they kind of get a little jittery when you're telling them you're going to be pushing into a stronger equity position?
Not necessarily on higher valuations, although I've read articles talking about how valuations are high. And the problem with trying to make, you know, timing decisions based on valuations is that valuations could be high for a long time. For example, one of the common measures of valuation these days is the CAPE ratio. That's the cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio that takes the last 10 years of earnings, averages it, and adjusts it for inflation. And based on that, we're at one of the higher points that we've seen. However, it was this high in 1996, and the market moved up for four more years before peaking in 2000. So making decisions based on valuation solely is a dangerous way to go because valuations could be high or low for much longer than people expect.
Yeah, well, that's why that long-term perspective is so vitally important. You can get sidetracked and make the wrong decisions if you're going by some of these short-term fluctuations. We've seen a lot of, you know, the term these days is volatility, a lot of huge drops and strong recoveries, and a lot of people panic because when a market's dropped, that means a lot of people are selling. And, you know, the smart people like you are right out the storm. You wait for those opportune moments to buy back into it so you can take advantage of sometimes the unrestrained panic that other people are engaging in.
Well, exactly. You want to buy low and sell high, right? So the time to sell was before the correction, not after it. We saw a lot of people, you know, a lot of individual investors felt comfortable buying stocks in the last 12 months or so. But that was after the markets had already hit new highs, you know, from the subprime financial crisis. And when you get volatility like we've had in the last few weeks, people get jittery, they get emotional, and they decide to sell oftentimes. Those are emotional decisions. And, you know, you really have to take emotions out of your investment decisions and focus on more high probability events of what's likely to happen. We take our information directly from the market, and that information is telling us that stocks have dropped enough to where you want to focus more on buying and adding your exposure to the market rather than reducing it at this point.
Yeah, and you want to have a plan so that if you're somebody, say, in your 60s and you're about to retire and you've not been making the right decisions up to then, you know, when the market starts dropping, your level of panic is probably higher than most people because you're getting very close to having to cash out your stocks. But if you have a plan, you will have anticipated when you're going to have to start needing that money, reallocating the money into maybe more bonds or lower risk kinds of investments. But that plan thing is what so many people don't have.
Yeah, it's true. I would say today more than, say, 10 years ago, people have come to the realization that it's difficult for them to manage their own money, that the markets have changed a bit. And it's not, you know, it doesn't do what logic would tell you, right? 5 years ago, you know, when the market started to move up, everybody thought that we were going into another depression, you know, and people got scared and became less aggressive and, you know, less money invested in the market, and they missed a lot of good opportunities. So I think a lot of people today have realized that money management is important and professionals could do a better job than they can because they get too emotional when they manage their own money.
All right. All right, Joe, let's pause for just a second. I'm going to put you on hold. We're talking to Joe Lopresti. He is the guy who runs the shop, Arlington Capital Management. They've got offices around Chicagoland. And you're in Houston. Where else nationally? You've got several offices.
Yeah, we have offices in Houston, San Jose, California, Phoenix, Scottsdale, and in the Milwaukee area as well.
All right, pause time. We'll be back again talking with Joe Lopresti from Arlington Capital Management here on 720 WGN Chicago. Joe Lopresti, the man we've been talking with, is president of Arlington Capital Management. That's a very well-established investment advisory firm, and it's located, at least its base office, is right here in Chicagoland. They've got offices, in fact, all over our area. They work with investors that have portfolios worth $500,000 and up. Arlington Capital is offering you their latest proactive strategy report, it's called. It was prepared for their private client group, but they're letting WGN listeners get a shot at it. You can reserve your copy at arlington-capital.com, and that word capital is the one with an A, not an O, arlington-capital.com. You can also call for this, 847-670-4030. Arlington Capital Management, they've successfully implemented a model they call Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy, or PAS. It eliminates the guesswork, market timing, and the outdated buy-and-hold strategy. For example, over the last 14 years, investments selected by the PAS model achieve returns 5 times greater than a broadly diversified portfolio. Arlington Capital's clients, they have found that a proactive strategy really does help build their wealth during bull markets. And this is the important thing, it preserves it during the inevitable bear markets. You can ask for your copy of their latest proactive strategy report. Again, the number is 847-670-4030. Again, 847-670-4030. Or request it online at arlington-capital.com. Find stories that take you further with the new ChicagoTribune.com. It's digitally remastered to fit your device, digitally remastered to fit your life. Back to our conversation with Joe Lopresti for a few more minutes. He's on the line with us from Florida, where he revealed a few minutes ago it's 86 degrees. Joe, we typically don't talk about individual stocks, but this one is pretty widely held, and maybe you could use it as sort of a platform to talk about broadly held stocks. And let me have the caller ask it himself. And this is Bob, who's on WGN. Hi, Bob. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was just wondering about this General Electric stock, why it's moving so very slowly. And I always liked that stock, but it's not doing very well now, is it?
Yeah, well, Joe. Yeah, that's that. A lot of people buy stocks based on companies they like and feel close to.
Yes, that's true.
Very true. Very true. I think one of the issues with GE is that it's it's a conglomerate. It's in very many different industries.
Yes.
And sometimes the market has trouble valuing stocks like that because if it's an energy stock, you could value it based on the energy industry. If it's a healthcare stock, you could value it based on healthcare.
Yes, they're but probably into so many different things.
Yeah, they make locomotives, they make turbines.
Yes, and yeah, they lend money. Yes,
they're in industry, they're in finance. So I think one of the actual setbacks is that it's over diversified, and there's been some talk of GE maybe wanting to spin some of these divisions off. For that very reason, because it's probably worth a lot more than the stock market is valuing it as a whole right now.
Yes, that's a very, very good point. You got a good point there.
All right, Bob, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, Joe, let me ask you about this baseline strategy that you employ, this proactive strategy. So that creates triggers for you? A little red flags fly on your screen and it tells you, what certain things should be done with investments?
Yes, that's a good way of summing it up, I guess, Bill. And the latest trigger that our model suggested is a tactical buy signal, which just happened this week. And what that tells us is that the correction has probably gone far enough. We don't know where the exact bottom is going to be. That's not what the model is trying to do, is saying that we're at a bottom. It's saying that even if the market goes down a little bit more, buying today is probably going to be profitable 6 to 12 months out. So now is a good time to be getting to put work back in, put money back to work in the market. You know, we've talked about midterm election cycles as well, Bill, in previous shows. And we've said that you get corrections in midterm elections coming into the election. And that's what we got. It hasn't been as big as most other midterm election corrections, but maybe there's a little bit more to go in the next few weeks. But the rebound now is what we want to focus on. The average rebound following a midterm election correction is 32% in the next 12 months. And that's something that, you really want to focus on as a proactive investor, is to participate in the rebound. And, you know, it's the next opportunity to grow your wealth.
That's a did you say 32% gain?
Yes. The average rebound from wherever the low is of this correction, you know, by judging by past midterm election years, the rebound is 32% in the next 12 months.
That's remarkably huge. I had never heard anybody say that before, that the level of a rebound in a 12-month period would be that dramatic.
Yeah, well, we're not saying that that's what it is, but that's what the average is. Now, if this correction doesn't go a little bit more, you may not get as big of a rebound, because a lot of times, you know, the first half of the rebound is making back what's lost during the correction.
Yeah.
So if it's only a 5% correction versus a 10 or 12% correction, we may not go up 32%. But the point is, there's a, you know, the next opportunity to step up your portfolio value is coming in the next 6 to 9 to 12 months.
Joe, I know you want to make mention of a seminar you've got in a few weeks.
Yes, we are holding a proactive investment management seminar in Chicago on Thursday, October 23rd. I would invite the audience to attend. It is complimentary. You could register on our website at arlington-capital.com or by calling 847-670-4030.
Joe, thanks for your advice. We'll talk to you on our next show. Not next week. I think it may be. We still have to find out from Northwestern. Maybe 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Thanks, Phil.
All right. Till then. Joe Lopresti from Arlington Capital Management.